Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, with the hiring of Cedric Weehunt for the butler, the plans for Grandpappy Spears' coming out party are fast nearing completion, and soon will take place the great social experiment to restore Grandpap's memory and to put an end to Buster V. Davenport of Toledo. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
Well, it's all set, Abner.
Huh? Oh, well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner. It's going to be next Monday night.
What's going to be next Monday night?
The coming out party.
Oh.
Just now mailed out all the invitations.
Well?
Yeah. Will Spencer printed the date on the bottom of them, and they're all in the mail now.
Well, good for you. And Monday night, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I bound you everybody's going to be surprised to death when they get them fancy gold-gilded invitations.
Yeah, I bound you old Grandpap's going to be surprised when he finds out he's a baby tant now.
Yeah. Well, of course, he won't find that out till the night of the party. I never sent him no invitation.
You never?
No, you see, Doc Miller said the more of a surprise this can be to him, the more chance there is that it'll do him some good.
Oh.
Doc says you have to get him all stirred up, emotional.
And that'll bring back his memories, huh?
Well, it might.
Yeah, yeah.
Worth a try, anyway.
Oh, sure.
We got to do anything we can to help him get shut of that ammony.
Oh, got to do that. Well, is everything all planned out for the party now, Lum?
Might not, everything.
Well, we ain't done nothing about the refreshments yet. You got to give them something.
Yes, we have. I've already done studied that up.
You have?
Oh, sure. I think of everything.
Well, Doggy, you are a goer. I'll say that for you, Lum.
Yeah, I wrote out a whole menu.
He did, huh?
Yeah, it tells everything we're going to eat. Believe me, it's fancy stuff, too.
Tell, huh?
Yeah, I copied it all out of different cookbooks and party books and I don't know where all. Here, let me read it to you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. I hope it starts out with potato salad. I love that.
Oh, it ain't going to be nothing as corny as that is.
It ain't made out of corn, Lum.
Just listen here now. We start out with cocktails at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon,
Sure. I read where most of them serve cocktails about 4 or 5 o'clock, so I decided we'd just get the jump on them and start 2 hours early. Nothing slow about us.
Well, all me, no.
Yeah, them society folks will have to get up awful early in the morning to get ahead and Lum Whitley at her. Paula said that.
Well, and now, what are these things here, that cocktails? What are them, Lum?
Well, I looked that up, too. And most of them got shrimp in them.
Shrimp
and oysters and crab meat and all kinds of seafood. Near as I can figure out, there are little dishes of fish.
Oh.
So I figured we'd give them sardines and crackers.
You mean then we're just going to sit around all afternoon and all evening eating sardines and crackers?
Oh, no, that's just a starter.
Oh?
About 7 o'clock, we come to the regular big supper.
Oh, we do, huh?
And is that going to be something? Listen to this. First, we have clear green turtle soup in tureen.
In what? What's that, Lum?
In bowls.
Oh, in bowls?
Yeah, I copied that out of a book.
Well, what do they expect you to do with your soup? Carry it around your bare hands?
No, of course not. Then comes buttered asparagus tips, shredded string beans, Welsh rabbits on crisp crackers.
That's going to have to be an awful big cracker to get a whole rabbit on it, Lum.
Well, I think them Welsh rabbits are kind of small, midget rabbits, sort of.
Yeah, maybe they smoke when they're just young ones and it's stunted to grow. No, rabbits don't smoke, do they?
Of course not. Just because it's rabbit tobacco, they don't mean they smoke.
No, they don't use that They might, the little rascals.
Then comes the main meat course, smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord? What kind of meat is that, Lum?
Well, it must be something they serve on a board, so I figured it's just a fancy name for plank steak.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? Such ignorant.
And then comes ice cream and demi-tasses.
Now, what's demi-tasses?
I think they're some kind of little cookies.
Huh?
They go with coffee, I know.
Doggy, Lum, are we going to have all that to eat?
Why, sure. It's going to be the biggest party Pine Ridge has ever saw.
Oh, my, yes.
I'm telling you that. This is the kind of a party that'll be wrote up in the history book someday.
History book? Why, they don't put such parties in history books, Lum.
They do, Donnie. How about the Boston Tea Party?
Soger, that's right, ain't I? I forgot about that.
And our party will be a whole lot bigger than the Boston Tea Party, too. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, Lum, I was just thinking, on whereabouts are we going to get all that meat for the party?
Huh?
Jeff, the butcher, he can't get it first, and women folks has his meat counter cleaned up by 9:30 every morning.
Is that right, ain't it?
Oh, no.
Never thought about that. Well, here, take this menu and cross off all the meat.
All the meat, huh?
Yeah. Might be more patriotic to have a meatless supper anyway.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just cross all that off. Doggy, wait a minute, Lon. These canned vegetables on here, we can't furnish them neither on account of that point system rationing business.
And is there something else I overlooked?
How about just making the folks bring, well, so many of their coupons to the party and turn them into us?
No, that's illegal, I think.
Yes, huh?
You better cross off all the canned vegetables, too.
Yeah, have to cross this soup off, too, then. That's ration.
Yeah.
I know we can't get enough ice cream.
No, nor coffee neither.
Yeah, no use having them demi-tasse cookies if there's nothing to go with them.
No. How does the menu read now?
Well, let's see. It starts out with crisp crackers. And it ends right there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it.
Well, that's awful.
Huh?
I can't ask the folks to come to the party and eat nothing but crackers all evening.
Well, we can give them some water to drink, Lon. They'll need that after eating all them crackers anyway.
Dad, blame it all. I wish now I'd let Sister Simpson run this party after
all. Say, I know what we can do, Lon. Let everybody bring their own eats. Make it a box lunch.
No. It's going to be more formal than a box lunch.
Well, make it a formal box lunch then.
No, that ain't no good.
Everybody could eat with their coats on.
I've got to furnish the food for this thing myself.
Well, why do you?
Because I had Will Spencer print on the bottom of the invitations, formal supper, $1 per couple.
Uh-oh. And all them invitations done in the mail, too, ain't they?
Yeah, over 100 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I'd have got to give them something for that dollar.
Well, let's see now. We might, what could we? Wait a minute. There comes Grandpap up out there.
Grandpap? Yeah, better hide the menu. No, it's no good anyway. You just don't let him know about the party. Won't do his amnesia no good if it ain't no surprise to him.
Yeah, well, I won't say nothing. Find out.
Well, howdy.
Well, howdy, Mr. Davenport. Come on in.
Yeah, thank you. Don't want to take up much of your time, gentlemen. I just want to get a little donation from you for the Red Cross.
The Red Cross?
Yep. I just been appointed chairman of Pine Ridge Red Cross Drive.
Well?
Trying to raise enough money to keep the Red Cross running during 1943. How much can I count on from you fellas?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Davenport.
Yeah, you see, we're kind of short right now. We ain't recovered yet from paying our income tax.
Yeah, that's taken all we had. And then some. You better come back about a couple of months.
No, I want to get it right now. Everybody gives me that same income tax story. But the Red Cross needs over $125 million. And if us citizens don't pay it, whereabouts is the money coming from?
Well, I don't know about that.
And if the money ain't raised, then the Red Cross will have to stop taking care of the wounded soldiers up at the fighting fronts. They'll have to stop sending food and stuff to our boys that's been taken prisoner. You don't want that to happen.
Well, no, of course not, no.
You'll have to let starving people starve all over the world. Have to let soldiers die because they can't get no more blood plasma to them. They'll have to stop taking care of homeless children.
Lomi, does the Red Cross do all that?
Why, that ain't half of it, Abner. They train volunteer nurses' aides, learn thousands of civilians' first aid, make millions and millions of surgical dressings. Why, they got volunteer workers in every part of the world taking care of the sick and the injured and running service centers overseas and I don't know what all.
Doggies, I wish we could help them, Long.
Yeah, I believe we ought to, Abner.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, now's the time when giving really counts.
Huh?
When you got a lot of money, it don't hurt you to give a little. When you just got a little money that giving hurts.
Yeah.
And that's what we all got to do nowadays. Give till it hurts.
Yeah.
Mr. Davenport, we'll scrape up $10 apiece somehow. But we can't pay you till next week, I'm afraid.
Next week? That's too late. I'm leaving town Monday morning.
Monday morning?
Yep, going back to Toledo, my old hometown.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can't go then, because Monday night we're having
Now, listen, Mr. Davenport, you better wait till Tuesday for that trip. It's bad luck traveling on Monday, I think.
Oh, yeah, awful bad luck.
I've got to go Monday. Already done bought my reservations on the pigeon-toed train. Well, I better be on my way. I want to raise enough money to win the prize.
The prize?
Yeah, high man for Pine Ridge gets a prize of some kind. Well, so long.
Hey, well, here, wait, Mr. Davenport.
Yeah, wait a second. I've got an idea.
Would $100 win the prize for you? $100? Well, I'd be a cinch for it.
Well, I got a proposition to make to you then. If you'll stay here till Tuesday, I'll see that you get $100. Maybe more than that. Is it a deal?
Jumping Jiminy, you bet your life it's a deal.
It is. Well,
yes,
good
sir.
For you.
I'll go and cancel that pigeon-toed railroad ticket right now. And I'll be back here Tuesday on the dot, sharp. Yes, sir. So long.
Yeah, so long, Mr. Davenport.
Yeah, so long.
Thanks, Abner.
You promised him $100, huh?
Yeah, that was a narrow escape there. We almost lost our debutante.
Yeah, but now whereabouts are we going to get $100 to give him Tuesday morning, huh?
Well, Abner, I just figured out what we're going to give all the folks at the party for that dollar.
Huh?
We're going to give them the satisfaction of knowing that they've donated to a mighty good outfit, the American Red Cross.